Blog Talk Radio.
All the glory. Hallelujah.
We bless your holy name. Let me know if I need to call in again. To God be the glory. Bless his holy name. God is an awesome God. And we're going to pray to God, and we are believing God for you. We're believing God that we are walking by faith and not by sight on tonight. We're believing God for manifestation of miracles and breakthrough in every area of life. We're believing that a demonstration of God is about to invade your life. Hallelujah. He says, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, glory be to God. To God be the glory. I think we had a little communication problem in the beginning, and I'm going to read this scripture again because I believe God wants us to hear it again. Yeah. I know some of you may not have heard the scripture at the outset. Again, we had a little technical difficulty, but I want to read the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9.
Yes.
Again, we're looking at Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 10 and verse 11. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. Please hear that, beloved. Time and chance happeneth to them all. So as we pray tonight, we know that it's not over until God says it's over. It's not finished until God says it's finished. I don't know, or I don't really understand what you're walking through tonight, but if you receive bad news of any kind, if you're dealing with a negative circumstance of any nature, if, glory be to God, things seem to be coming against you like never before, I believe that God is a miracle-working God, and God wants to step into our situations and bring his name glory. Hallelujah. They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I believe that God, as we call upon him tonight, I believe that God is going to answer our prayers. I believe that God is going to move in our behalf. I believe that God has sent and dispatched an angelic host to guard our lives. I believe, glory be to God, that God has influenced people who need to be influenced for us. I believe that God is working all things according to his good for those of us who love him and called according to his purpose. That's why we pray for our families. That's why we pray for our future. That's why we pray for a greater anointing, a supernatural strength and ability that can only come from God Almighty. So as we pray tonight, I pray renewed strength over you. I pray that God restore everything that you may have lost. I pray in the name of Jesus that your joy will be overwhelming and overfilled to the maximum. I pray in the name of Jesus that your excitement and enthusiasm about the kingdom of Almighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus that no weapon which has been formed against you will be able to prosper. So, Lord, as we pray tonight, we know that when two or more are gathered, that you will be in our midst. And we thank you for the presence of the Lord, because in the presence of the Lord, there is liberty. So, Lord, allow us to praise you all the days of our lives, because the word says when the praises go up, you inhabit the praises of your people. And we're going to praise you in spite of what we may be facing in this hour. So, Lord, we pray for one another, because your word says pray for each other, that we might be healed. And I pray for every sick person on the line tonight that your sickness in the name of Jesus is already healed, that every disease has already been removed, every pain or every organ or every bodily function that's not operating according to the will of God, we call it into order right now. In the name of Jesus, these bodies are the temple of the living God. And Lord, we surrender these bodies to you. You have breathed the breath of life into us. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for life and life more abundantly. You said life and death is in the power of our tongue. And right now, I speak life to every dead situation. We feel the Holy Ghost. I speak life to everything that's trying to die in our lives, everything that's trying to be lost in our lives, everything that's trying to escape, Lord, that you blessed us with. In the name of Jesus, Lord, glory be to God. You said what you have done, no man can undo. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you're a keeper, Lord. You're a promise-keeping God. And you said in the name of Jesus that if we trust you and lean not into our own understanding and all of our ways, if we acknowledge you, your word says you will direct our path. God, somebody need guidance tonight. Somebody need to be led by the Spirit of the living God on tonight. Somebody is at the crossroads of making a major decision. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for clarity. We pray in the name of Jesus for a greater understanding, Lord. We pray for revelation knowledge right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a greater wisdom. We pray in the name of Jesus for increase of discernment, Father. Glory be to God. You said those of us who lack wisdom, and we ask you, Lord, you are the one that download wisdom into our lives. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we surrender all to you. We submit ourselves to you. The word says, cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And we're throwing every weight to you right now, God. We're throwing every concern to you right now, God. We're throwing every worry to you right now, God. We're landing at the throne in the name of Jesus. Your word says, glory be to God, those who are weary and burdened and heavy laden, come unto you, and you will give us rest. Somebody has been having sleepless nights, and they need to rest. Somebody has been on edge, Lord, and they need to rest. Somebody in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, have been in the name of Jesus going through intense warfare. And right now, I pray the peace of God over their life. Right now, I pray answers and solutions coming from the kingdom of heaven. In the name of Jesus, if they're lacking money, God, send them the abundance of finances. In the name of Jesus, if they got a bad doctor's report, we pray for supernatural healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the family is under attack in this hour, and we pray for more love and more unity in the family. I plead the blood of Jesus over every family on this line. Every marriage, be covered with the blood of Jesus. Every parent, be covered with the blood of Jesus. You said you'll turn the hearts of the sons back to their fathers and the hearts of the fathers back to the sons. In the name of Jesus, we have mothers from Zion on the line tonight. In the spirit of Sarah, the mother of all mothers, glory be to God. Thank God for every mother tonight. Thank God for every nurturer tonight. Thank God for every mother that's loving their children unconditionally. In the name of Jesus, we pray for marriages tonight, that husbands and wives will come on one accord and become that one flesh. And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. In the name of Jesus. And we pray right now for our children, the seed, Lord, our offspring, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them will be able to prosper. Your word says we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Bless the little children, Lord. Breathe on our teenagers, God. In the name of Jesus, keep our young adults, Lord. Right now, guard their minds and their hearts. Your word says guard our hearts with all diligence,
yes.
for out of it flows the issues of life. And, Lord, remove the anger from this young generation.
Yes.
Remove the anger, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and help them to forgive one another. Help them to love one another. Help them to help each other. In the name of Jesus, that I declare they are a royal priesthood. I declare they are a peculiar people. I declare they are a chosen generation. I declare that this earth is not our home. We are pilgrims passing through. Glory be to God. Heaven is our home on tonight. And we decree and declare, Lord, that your prosperity will invade our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for breakthrough right now. Lord, increase our faith on tonight. The disciples said, increase our faith. Lord, you know the perilous days in which we're living in. But glory be to God. You said 1,000 will fall at our right and 10,000 at our left. And it will not come near our dwelling. So that's why we pray, Lord. We pray to stay covered by you. We pray knowing that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not be in want. We pray because your word says what we do privately, you will bless us publicly. When we go to our secret place, when we go into our closet, when we go into the closet with you, God, your word says, glory be to God, that you will strengthen us, that you will renew our strength, that you will clothe our minds with humility in the name of Jesus. So I pray for right now. I pray for renewed strength over every life. I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for manifestation of miracles invading every home on this prayer line tonight. I pray that you open doors, Lord, doors for employment, doors for financial gain, doors in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no man can shut. I speak divine favor over every life on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak favor over every life that they will get the yes from the loan officer, that they will get approval at the human resource department, that they will find favor, Lord, in the marketplace, that you will give them clients, Lord, countless amount of clients and customers to keep moving forward in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for glory be to God, prosperity, because your word says you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. Lord, we are reminded tonight that we are above and not beneath, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are declaring over our lives that we will be the lender and not the borrower. We're declaring over our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we shall be the first and not the last. We shall be the beginning and not the end. So, Lord, right now, we pray in the name of Jesus that your spirit will cover us, not by power, not by might, but by the spirit of the living God. Lord, your spirit, you said those who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and we have not been given a spirit of this world, but we have been given the spirit of God, and we are new creations. In the name of Jesus, the old has gone away. Everything has become new. Glory be to God. We're not the person who used to be afraid anymore. We're the person of courage today.
Yes.
We're not the person who used to be broke. We're the person with substance on today.
Yes.
We're not the people that used to be sick. We are declaring ourselves healed on today. We're not the people that used to be depressed. Yes. We're declaring ourselves having the joy of the Lord today.
Yes.
We're not the people walking in anger, but we're the people walking in love and forgiveness on tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you that love, the most excellent way. You said, glory be to God. Though we have many gifts and have not love, we're just a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. You said love never fails.
Wow.
Love is not puffed up. Love doesn't envy one another.
Yeah.
Love doesn't covet each other. Love doesn't hate or is not jealous of one another. in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the love that's on this line on tonight. We thank you for the care and concern of every believer on tonight. We are praying on one accord. How wonderful is it for brothers to dwell together in unity. And, Lord, I thank you that we're of one heart and one mind on this prayer line on tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, you said as the two, as the touch and agree, glory be to God. As we touch and agree tonight, we know we are going to be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. So right now, remove every hindrance. Remove every negative situation. You say we can speak to the mountain, and if we do not doubt in our hearts, but if we believe that what we say shall come to pass, it shall be ours. So right now, I pray that we believe and receive on tonight. In the name of Jesus, a double-minded man or woman is unstable in every which way. So right now, Lord, help us not to doubt tonight. Help us not to worry tonight. Help us not to walk in fear tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're going to put our trust in you.
Yes,
glory be to God.
Thank you.
We're going to delight ourselves in you. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart.
Yes,
so, Lord, we delight ourselves in you.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, I thank you. I thank you as my wife take over this prayer line,
yes,
as we take prayer requests in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for every life, Lord, that their strength is being renewed, that you are working out every negative situation, that you've already dealt with the enemy. You put the enemy under our feet in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, every hater, every adversary, every enemy, you're preparing a table in the presence of our enemies.
Yes.
You said you anoint our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy, they're following us all the days of our lives. So, Lord, even as the clocks go back, glory be to God, this weekend, we thank you that you can change our situation in a blink of an eye.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Suddenly, we're going to be stepping in prosperity. Immediately, you're going to take us from being sick to being well.
Yes.
Overnight, Lord, glory be to God, we're going to be unemployed, and we're going to wake up employed. Those who are homeless are going to have their own apartments and their own housing. Those who are looking for automobiles right now, we declare transportation, that you're going to make a way out of no way.
Hallelujah.
With man, it might be impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
So as Pastor Rebecca continues this prayer line, we're believing that God is honoring us as we honor him tonight. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we praise you, hallelujah. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord, hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the Father God, the opportunity to come boldly to your throne of grace.
Yes.
And, Lord, we pray, Father God, for this United States of America, God. We pray for this country. We pray for the government on today, God, even as we come up on this election, oh, God. And we ask, Father God, that your will be done. Let your will be done. Lord, we know that you set all our governmental officials in position, oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you because we know that you are sovereign, God. But, Lord, even as we go out to vote, God, we ask for wisdom, oh, God. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will order our steps, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the crime in our cities, oh, God. And, Lord, we just ask that you would just, Father God, send your angels into the cities, oh, God, hallelujah, to begin to bring peace, oh, God, to fight for the helpless, oh, God, to begin to bring encouragement to the hopeless, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe that you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. You can stop the violence in our cities, oh, God, by saving the souls, God. We ask for a revival in America, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, a revival, Lord, where people, Father God, will be filled, Father God, with passion for your son Jesus Christ, oh God, where people will be saved, where people will be filled with the Holy Ghost, God, where lives will be changed, oh God, as whole cities and communities will be transformed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Families will be put back together again. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will breathe your fire of revival on the United States of America, God. Let there be, Father God, an evangelistic outreach like never before, oh God. Let there be a zeal in the hearts of your people, a fervor in the hearts of your people,
yes,
to go forth and evangelize, making disciples of all nations. Lord, we just thank you that you have given us power to be your witnesses, oh God. And Lord, help us individually, Lord. Help us individually, Lord, to spread the word of the gospel, Lord. Help us to, Father God, tell, Father God, other people about Jesus Christ and about the blood of Jesus that was spilled on Calvary to save us from eternal,
yes,
damnation, to save us from the pits of hell. So, oh God, we just thank you and we praise you. We're so grateful on today that even though the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, that Jesus came so that we might have life and have that life more abundantly, have it overflowing, have it to the fullest, having Zoe life, the best kind of life. So, Lord, we just thank you for life on today. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings over our lives on today, God. We ask, Father God, that you will send a revival into every church, into every home, into every community, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you are able, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for New Creation Christian Ministries, God.
Lord,
we thank you, Lord, for our church. We ask, Father God, humbly that you will continue to increase us in number, God. Lord, we know that you are building an army over at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Lord, we know that you are building an army of people, Father God, who love you, who are on fire for you, oh God. So, Lord, keep the fire burning, oh God, and help us, Father God, to remain, hallelujah, on the battlefield. Help us not to grow weary in well-doing. Help us not to quit. Help us not to give up, oh God. Help us not to be discouraged, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are trusting in you, oh God. Lord, from the pastors down to every pew, oh God. Lord, help us as your people, oh God. Hallelujah, to just be on one accord, God. We come against discord and divisions, schisms, and the strategies of the enemy that might try to come against your church. Church, God, every church, Father God, that's opening your name, every church, oh God, that's on a mission to do what you called them to do, God, every church, oh God, we that's represented on this prayer line on tonight, God, we just thank you for every church, Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, the overflow, oh God, in your church, oh God, hallelujah, so Lord, we just thank you for visitors coming in, we thank you, Lord, for people catching on fire, we thank you for with the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for lives being changed and transformed. Lord, we thank you for every family in New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for the Leek family and the Callow family. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the Davis family, oh God, and the Singley family. Lord, we thank you for the Epner family and the Simmons family, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every family, Father God, for the Page family, Lord. Oh, God, and the Tucker family, God,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for every visitor, for every person who comes, Father God, who has visited on a,
yeah,
on a regular basis, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, you said we have not because we ask not, Lord. We ask that you will continually add to our numbers, oh, God. Lord, only you can do it. Unless you build this house, we know that those who labor in vain. So, Lord, we just thank you for increase. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand being upon New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you, Lord, for lives, Father God, being changed, souls being saved. We thank you, Lord, for Benita, Sister Benita, oh God, and Father God, even her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Luke family, God, and young Tyreek, oh God, hallelujah. We just praise you, oh God, for everybody who's attached to each family, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are making a difference in our lives, oh God, and that we are not going to, Father God, give up or quit, oh God, hallelujah, to your plan to prosper us and not to harm us is made manifest in our lives. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Thank you for healing those who have been sick. Thank you, Lord, for touching Evangelist Elizabeth Page, God. Thank you, Lord, that she has strengthened her body, God. Thank you, Lord, for the adjustment that she has made. Thank you, Lord, that she still yet, Father God, in the land of the living.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that she's still giving you praise. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she still, Father God, hallelujah, lifts her hands and praise and opens her mouth to give you the glory, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the witness in her life. Continue to provide for her and protect her and keep her, even as she is going through therapy, oh God.
Yes.
We thank you for divine healing over her life. Thank you. Touch the Lord's tucker in the stomach area, oh God. We thank you for divine healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Jessica, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch her in her stomach area. We come against the spirit of sickness trying to come against her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for young Kevin, oh God, and his job, oh God. And even as he travels, Lord, we just thank you for traveling mercy. We thank you for blessing him, oh God, and giving him the desires of his heart, God. Oh God, oh God, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all the sons and the daughters of our families, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, save our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bring them up out of whatever it is that they find themselves in, oh God, that is not conducive to your will, oh God, save our children, God, bring them up, protect them, keep them in their chastity, keep them in their pureness, oh God, keep them in their virginity, oh God, keep them until marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, give them jobs, give them college degrees, give them, oh God, hallelujah, high school diplomas, Lord, let there be no weapon formed against them that can prosper, put the heads of angels around our children, oh God, when they go to school, protect them in their schools, and protect them as they're walking back and forth or on the school bus, God, protect them and keep them as they're on public transportation, oh Lord, keep them from bullies and keep them from drive-bys, keep them from gang violence, oh God, drugs and street and sex outside of marriage, God, keep put a hedge of protection around our children, oh God, and we love you and we bless your name tonight, God, and we worship you, and even as this prayer continues, Lord, I thank you for my mother, Mae Thomas, oh God, thank you for her life, thank you for healing her body, God, when she had the flu, God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she is well, thank you for the joy that you give her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, we just thank you for your hand of healing upon her life, we thank you, Lord, for the jobs that you have given us this week. We thank you, Lord, for the people who have passed tests and the people who have gotten license and the people who have gotten positions, people who have gotten housing, Lord, the testimony. Thank you for every business, that's been birthed, oh God, even as you showed me Sister Callow on today, Carmen Callow, God, we just thank you for the business that you birthed in her belly, God, as you've given her the passion, oh God, hallelujah, to create, God. We pray a blessing upon the work of everyone's hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. We lift up our apostle, Matthew Tillery, and his wife, Pastor Dawn, God. We, and Tri-Faith Ministries, God, we lift up, hallelujah, hallelujah, Pastor Malloy, Suzette, and Pastor Dennis Malloy. We lift up Pastor Burgess and his wife, co-pastor Stephanie Burgess, God. We lift up the most excellent way, oh God.
Yes.
We lift up, oh God, hallelujah, that drug addiction restoration program in every person, oh God. Sister Ella and Deacon Frank, oh God, and all of the people that come out, Sister Lori, and so many that come out, Evangelist Leek and Sister Rita and Minister Andre and every visitor, oh God, and even the members of the other churches, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for raising up an army, those of us who have been delivered and set free, those of us who have a heart for ministry, those of us who want to help our brothers and help our sisters, oh God, and those of us who are still struggling, God, we just thank you for the unity and for bringing us together in that most excellent way meeting, oh God, and we just ask for your anointing to flow over that meeting, oh God, your anointing to flow in that church, oh God. Hallelujah. We need your anointing to flow through this prayer line, God, that when people come, oh God, they will be apprehended, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, God. I pray, Father God, for your Holy Ghost right now to flood this prayer line, God. Oh God, touch every person under the sound of my voice. Oh, Nana Mokoshele Ignan, with your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, let your hand be upon every person, oh God, who's listening on tonight, God, who's listening to the archive. Pour out fresh oil over every person, oh God, under the sound of my voice, oh God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping, my God says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You've been in the struggle. So many other, oh, my God, under the sound of my voice, and we see that hand. Hallelujah. We see that hand. So many under the sound of my voice, you've been in the struggle. But God says he's brought you out. He's bringing you out. God is bringing you out. God's bringing you out. Stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. Fight the good fight of faith, because your end is, the end is near. God is bringing you out. Hallelujah. Persevere. Press on. Continue to fight. Continue to hold on. Continue to believe God. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't believe the lies of the devil. Hallelujah. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God is going to bring you out, and he's bringing you out victorious. Glorious in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. So we're going to take some prayer requests. We thank God, hallelujah, for what he's doing in this place. We thank God for his hand upon each and every life. Amen. And we get ready to begin to open up the phone line.
Amen, Pastor. What a powerful glory be to God. I just sense God doing something mighty, that the battle really is over. Hallelujah. For those of you who have been battling, but we're going to take calls right now. We're opening up the phone lines for prayer requests and praise reports. To God be the glory. Area code 404, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I have a praise report
today. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Hallelujah,
bless
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me hear it.
My
God.
Well, hey, Eddie, the phone line is full, and we're all ears. Everybody's ready to hear what God is doing.
Okay. God is doing something great in my life. Last time we had, I called in my prayer, and I prayed. I wanted you guys to pray for my back, and the Pastor Rebecca asked me, are you feeling anything different in your back? I wasn't at the moment. But God, thank you, Jesus. When I got off the phone, Lord, thank you. My pain started to subside, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you. And it has been easing every day since that prayer. I've been feeling better and better every day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We, Sister Maria, we needed to hear that tonight, that God is real. He's a powerful God. Amen.
Yes, he is.
What
Amen.
A powerful testimony that God. And, you know, it's amazing because we just believe that God honors our prayers. And as you gave that testimony, we all need to hear that God is a prayer-answering God. Amen.
Yes, you have to believe prayers do work. Prayers do work. And I thank God. I pray that he blesses both of you, gives you all the grace and glory and all the blessings and everything, because you guys are amazing. I'm telling you, it's just a gift from God. That's who you guys are, a gift from God to everyone that's listening on this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. For the great things he has done and is doing in our lives. And thank you so much for calling in and giving us that testimony. My God.
I couldn't wait. I just couldn't wait. I was happy the whole week. I said, oh, my God, I can't wait to go on the prayer line and give you my testimony.
Hallelujah. By faith, I said, by faith, God said, God told me to ask you how your back was feeling now.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to ask her. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, power. Amen. Just as soon as I got off the phone, I started feeling all the different release of my back, my nerves, my everything was like, I was like, oh, Jesus, glory, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. And we give God all the glory because we know the power.
Yes.
He is the power.
He is the power. And we thank
He
you.
Is the power.
I think praying for me and Pastor Anthony, because we need prayer to continue to do everything that
I pray all the time.
Do.
I pray all the time for you guys. I pray all the time for everybody that's on this line. I pray for everybody that I don't even know. I pray.
Amen. Well, we just thank you for your prayers. I just want to still, Father God, we just thank you for Sister Maria, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony, God. We thank you, Lord, for the manifesting healing in her back, oh, God. And, Lord, even as she said, as soon as she got off the phone, she started feeling better, the relief in all kinds of areas, the nerves, the bones, and everything else, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you are, Father God, doing a complete work in that back, oh, God, and that you continue
Lord,
to heal her back, God. So we just ask for just one more touch, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and touch her one more time, God. Hallelujah. And just begin
Lord.
To continue, Father God, to manifest healing in her back until it's totally, totally, totally pain-free, totally comfort. Comfortable, God, totally regulated, Lord. You are in control of these bodies, oh, God, and we just thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are the power, oh, God, and, Lord, that you are able, that you live on the inside of her, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your glory, your majesty being released in her body, God, to permeate every single area of her body, God, and to regulate everything pertaining to her temple, oh, God, which is your holy dwelling place, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, oh, God.
Thank you,
hallelujah. We just thank you for Holy Ghost fire and Holy Ghost healing on tonight. Even now, God, even now, we already take it that she is healed, and we take it for total manifestation of that healing. And we thank you. We humbly thank you, God, for blessing my sister, for blessing my sister, Maria, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you both. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. God bless you. We love you too. Amen. Wow. We serve a mighty God. Nothing is impossible for God. With man, some things are impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. We have another caller on the line. Caller, your line is open. Yes, area code 908.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Shafiqua.
God bless
you. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca. I'm calling. I know I spoke to you last week and asked for prayer about my job. Oh, God, this has been the worst week ever. I want to say worst day ever. I'm having so many problems at this job.
Oh, well, let
job
me ask you, how's your baby?
Oh, my baby is fine, Pastor Rebecca.
Okay,
he
let's give God some praise.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you. Jesus, I'm praising God for that baby. I see your baby. I just see his precious face. And I'm glad to hear that he's breathing. His breathing is fine.
Yes.
No more episodes.
No more
Amen.
Episodes.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes life can be so overwhelming. So you've had a tough week this week. In spite of everything that good that God is doing, the devil is still playing, messing with you, huh?
Yes, he is, and I was supposed to have a serious meeting this morning with my supervisors. My job is on the line. It was I don't know. I have so much going on. You know, I have the situation that I'm in. I can't even think straight, you know, and I know I'm talking in circles, but
Yes.
sometimes you have to process everything that's happening so that God can make sense of it for you.
Right. And,
you
know, I see the enemy. I see that I'm really in the spiritual warfare right now. And although I know I'm covered.
Yes.
It's hard when you're going through the storm. So.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But in the midst of it, I'm still praising. I'm still praying. And I'm still standing on faith.
Amen. Amen. How long have you been on your job?
A year and a half. A year and a half now. About a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I've been here a year and a half. And I mean, I've been going through this fight with them maybe a month after I started working here. You know.
Okay. Well, the Lord is saying, I just heard the Lord say, release the job to him. You know, release the job to him. It's a tactic of the enemy to get you so preoccupied and so messed up emotionally that you can't function. So
yes.
God wants, He wants you to release that job to him. In other words, God, let your will be done. I see you. It's almost like you're in a Gethsemane, like a pressure place. Like when Jesus was in the garden of Gethsemane and out there crying. So, you know, Jesus can identify with what you're going through right now because he went through that before he went on the cross. It was just the most excruciating time of his life. Just before he took the cross to die for us. And he begged, he was like crying out, Father, please take this cup from me. And then he prayed again, take this cup from me. But then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. And I believe that, and that was the most pivotal moment of his ministry just before he hit the cross. And I believe that God is just bringing you through a crossroads where he wants you to begin to declare, not my will, but let your will be done. So he wants you to release that job to him. Continue to do your job, continue to do your best, but don't agonize about it. Give it to him.
Okay.
I know that's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. But we're going to continue to pray for you. Pastor Anthony has something he wants to say to you. But know this, that there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. And even when it seems like things are going wrong, God is in the middle of that situation working things out for your good. My God. Pastor Emily has something he wants to share with you, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen, my sister. To God be the glory. But I just really want to go to the Word very quickly. But I want you to read this in your private meditation. Revelation chapter 3, but I'm going to read it, and I'm going to elaborate just very quickly pertaining to what you're dealing with in this season in your life. Revelation 3:8 says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength. Hear God, thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word. And has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
My God.
And there's so much in that.
but let nothing take your crown. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Jesus said, I see that sometimes you have little strength, but you have not denied me. You keep my word. You keep praising me. I'm going to make those who lie, those who hate, and I'm going to show you patience like you've never had before. Not only that, I'm going to come quickly, and no one's going to be able to take your crown. And the word says that even though they're tempting you to anger, they're tempting you to come out of character. They're tempting you to show out because they're threatening your livelihood. They're trying to tempt you and taunt you. God says through his word, glory be to God, that I'm going to keep you even when you're tempted to do wrong, even when you're tempted to go back and react the way they've been treating you. God's going to keep you, my sister, and you're going to experience patience. You're going to experience his love. He's going to give you clarity on how you should move forward. God is going to, in the name of Jesus, he's going to deal with everything that tried to deal with you. And you heard Tasha, she said, give those people to God. Give your boss and your supervisors to God. Give every care to him. Pray yourself up before you go in there daily, weekly. Stay prayed up. Get into your words like never before. And pray to God like you've never prayed. I know you're young, but pray to God like you've never prayed to God before. It's just a season. This too shall pass. Greater is coming. I felt that. I said greater is coming. Greater is coming to you. A greater job. More pay. A job that's more rewarding. And God is saying, just hold and let me fight your battles.
Don't worry.
Hold your peace and let me fight your battles.
Thank you so much.
Keep prayed up. Amen. We're going to keep praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know what our sister is walking through. Lord, you said never will you leave her, never will you forsake her. Lord, you'll always be with her. We are reminding her tonight that greater is he that's in her than he that is in this. We are speaking over her life tonight that she is more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens her. We are reminding her tonight in the name of Jesus, this is how we overcome even our faith that overcomes the world. So, Lord, I thank you for her, that she puts her trust in you. And, Lord, when it seems overwhelming, you're saying, your word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll raise up a standard. When she walks through the fire, she goes through the fire, it won't be any sign that she went through the flames. When she goes through the flood, your word says she won't drown and she won't sink. So, Lord, we speak your word over her life that prosperity, success, and victory belongs to her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That's right. Claim your victory. Claim your success. No enemy, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. You already got the victory. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you,
that's
God.
That's right. Praise him for it already. You already got the victory.
Yes.
You're already victorious.
Yes.
And receive it by faith and watch what God do.
Amen.
He says, be it unto you according to your faith. So keep trusting and believing God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. You're welcome. Keep listening. She has been a blessing to the prayer line, and we are going to continue to lift her up before God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, our time is up.
Yes.
We're going to go out with Take Me to the King in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be in Elizabeth, 7:30 tomorrow night. We'll be there 7:30 Thursday night for our recovery and restoration program. Those struggling with strongholds and addictions. And our midweek Bible study will be tomorrow night. And prayerfully, those of you who are local can come and worship with us this Sunday. The first Sunday in November is going to be a powerful time in the Lord.
Yes.
And we will be at 1482 Maple Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Hillside, New Jersey. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. We love you. We'll continue to pray for you. In Jesus' name.
is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much.
The peace.